Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Boston, voters narrowed the field of candidates running for city council yesterday. In the preliminary election, in the fight for four at-large council seats, the two top vote-getters were the incumbents, John Connolly and Councillor Stephen Murphy. Also moving on to the November 3rd election are community organizers Felix Arroyo and Thomas Gonzalez, Senate aide Ayanna Presley, Patrick Administration official Tito Jackson, former City Hall staffer Andrew Keneally, and former Nantucket selectman Doug Bennett. The preliminary election drew 15 candidates, the largest field in almost three decades. A former longtime Boston City Councilor joins us now to talk about the contest. Bruce Bowling won a seat on the council in 1981, and 5 years later, he became the council's first black president. Good morning, Bruce Bowling, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure talking with you as well, Bob.
The two top vote-getters in the race were familiar names, John Connolly and Stephen Murphy, the incumbent Boston City Councilors. They came in first and second, followed by newcomer Felix Arroyo, the son of a former city councilor, so another familiar name. Is it name recognition that drives these council votes?
People like to have some sense of familiarity with whoever they're going to cast their vote for. So name recognition is key. So you get name recognition if you've been running for public office before, particularly if you're an incumbent, or that you've run several times and your name recognition begins to go up. You're running citywide, so that means you need to be have exposure in every neighborhood of the city. And, you know, if you don't, if you're not well-financed, it's difficult to get your name out there in a way that begins to resonate with people so that they're seriously considering you to give them, to give you one of their four votes.
So what do the other five candidates need to do in order to increase their name recognition going into the November election so that they become one of the top four vote-getters and get on the council as at-large councilors?
The other challenges really have to make a case for themselves that they are a viable candidate and worthy of consideration going forward. They've got to get out into the neighborhood. They've got to focus on one or two issues that are going to resonate with the community at large, and that's going to be a formidable task. But it's really going to be feet on the ground, door knocking, getting out, meeting as many people as possible, getting as many as endorsements as possible so that those that finished 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th can really be a serious challenger for to the top four vote-getters.
The top three finishers in the preliminary vote yesterday, Bruce, all finished within a few percentage points of each other, and so did the bottom five, but far behind the top three. And the bottom five were Ayanna Presley, Andrew Keneally, Tito Jackson, Doug Bennett, Thomas Gonzalez. Who do you see floating to the top among those five, possibly?
Well, I think you're probably going to see Ayanna Presley begin to consolidate broader support. She's a newcomer to the race, but she comes with a significant background and experience. And also, she's the only woman in the field. So I think that will help her and resonate some broader base support. Now, this is probably the most diverse final that we've ever seen in the city of Boston thus far. So that's noteworthy in and of itself in terms of the diversity of candidates, not only the original 15 that ran, but also the numbers of people of color who've actually made it to the final. So it's going to be interesting to see how each of these candidates distinguishes themselves to the electorate in ways that's going to resonate and translate to votes.
I want to ask about a district council race in the city of Boston. Three of the nine district seats also had preliminary contests yesterday, but the one I want to ask you about is the one involving incumbent city councilor Chuck Turner, who won more than half of his district's votes, even though he's been indicted on federal corruption charges. What's it say about Chuck Turner's popularity in his district, and what's it say, do you think, about how his constituents view the federal charges?
My sense in talking to people in the broader community is that they don't believe that Chuck Turner has a vote for sale. They don't believe that's his makeup. They don't believe that that's what he engages in. He is a person of meager means, and his primary concern has always been the community and the benefit to the community. I do think that it was a factor to some degree in terms of support going to other candidates, but in the long run, it's not going to be a determinant with respect to his most likely reelection.
Bruce Bowling, thank you very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Good to speak with you.
Bruce Bowling was a former longtime Boston City Councilor and former council president. He's now director of Mass Alliance, which trains and assists minority and female-owned contracting businesses.